The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz number 20, Surah An-Naml, the Ant. Verse 56 onwards. So, the answer of his people was not else but that they said, "Expel the family of Lut from your town. They are a people who overindulge in purity." So, we saved him and his family, except his wife. We destined her to remain among those who stayed behind. And we rained on them a rain, so evil was the rain of those who were warned. Say, praise belongs to Allah, and peace be on those of his servants whom he has chosen. Is Allah better, or that which they associate with him as his partners, or the one who created the heavens and the earth and sent down for you water from the sky? Then we caused to grow with it gardens full of glamour. It was not within your ability to grow their trees. Is there any God along with Allah? No, but they are a people who equate others with Allah. Or the one who made the earth a place to settle, and made rivers amidst it, and made mountains for making it firm, and made a barrier between two seas. Is there any God along with Allah? No, but most of them do not have knowledge. Or the one who responds to a helpless person when he prays to him and removes distress, and who makes you vicegerent of the earth. Is there any God along with Allah? No, but little you heed to advice. Or the one who guides you in depths of darkness on land and sea, and one who sends the winds bearing good news before his mercy. Is there any God along with Allah? Allah is far higher than the partners they ascribe to him. Or the one who originated creation, then will reproduce it, and who gives you provision from the sky and the earth. Is there any God along with Allah? Say, bring your proof if you are true. Say, no one in the heavens and the earth has the knowledge of the unseen except Allah, and they do not know when they will be raised again. Rather, their knowledge has failed in respect of the hereafter. Rather, they are in doubt about it. Rather, they are blind to it. And said those who disbelieved, is it that when we and our fathers become dust, is it that we shall really be brought forth? Indeed, it was promised to us and to our fathers even before this. This is nothing but the tales of the ancients. Say, travel in the land and see how was the fate of the sinners, and do not grieve for them, nor should your heart be straitened because of what they planned. They say, when shall this promise come to pass if you are true? Say, it is not unlikely that some part of that punishment which you are asking to come soon is already following you closely. And surely your Lord is graceful for the mankind, but most of the people are not grateful. Of course, your Lord knows for sure what their hearts conceal and what they reveal. There is nothing hidden in the heavens and the earth that is not recorded in a manifest book. Surely, this Quran mentions to the children of Israel most of the matters in which they dispute. It is guidance and mercy for the believers, and surely your Lord will decide between them by his judgment, and he is the Almighty, the All-Knowing. So trust in Allah. Surely you are on the clear truth. Surely you cannot make the dead to hear, nor can you make the deaf to hear your call when they turn their backs in retreat, nor can you show the right path to the blind against their wandering astray. You can make no one listen to you except those who believe in our verses, then submit themselves to Allah. When the word will come to fall upon them, we will bring forth for them a breast from the earth who will speak to them that the human beings, that is the infidels, did not believe in our signs. And remember the day when we gather from every nation a host of those who used to reject our verses, and they will be kept under control until when they come. He, Allah, will say, did you reject my verses while you did not comprehend them with knowledge? Or what was it that you used to do? And the word will come to fall on them because of their transgression, so they will not be able to speak. Did they not see that we made the night so that they may have rest in it, and made the day to make them see? Surely in this there are signs for a people who believe. And remember the day when the horn will be blown, so all those in the heavens and the earth will be in panic, except those whom Allah wills, and all of them will come to him in humility. And you see the mountains at present, supposing them as fixed forever, while on that day they will fly like the flight of clouds, an act of Allah who has perfected everything. Surely he is all aware of what you do. Whoever will come with the good deed will have a reward better than that, and such people will be immune on that day from any panic. And whoever will come with an evil deed, the faces of such people will be thrown down into the fire. You will not be recompensed for what you used to do. But I am ordered to worship the Lord of this city, which is sanctified by him, and to him belongs everything, and I am ordered to be one of the Muslims who submit themselves to Allah, and to recite the Quran, so whoever takes the right path, takes it for his own benefit. As for the one who goes astray, say to him, I am only one of the warners, and say, praise belongs to Allah. He will show you his signs, then you will recognize them, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do. Surah Al-Qasas, the stories. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ta, Sin, Mim. These are the verses of the clear book. We recite to you a part of the story of Musa and Pharaoh with truth for a people who believe. Indeed, Pharaoh had become high-handed in the land and had divided its people into different groups. He used to persecute a group of them, slaughtering their sons and keeping their women alive. Indeed, he was one of the mischief makers. While we intended to favour those who were held as weak in the land, and to make them leaders and make them inheritors, and give them power in the land, and to show Pharaoh, Hamam, and their armies the very thing they were fearing from them. We inspired the mother of Musa, saying, suckle him, Musa. Then once you fear about him, cast him in the river, and do not fear, and do not grieve. Surely we are going to bring him back to you and appoint him one of our messengers. So the family of Pharaoh picked him up, so that he becomes for them an enemy and a cause of grief. Indeed, Pharaoh, Haman, and their armies were mistaken. And the wife of Pharaoh said to Pharaoh about Musa, he may be a delight of eye for me and you. Do not kill him. It is hoped that he will be of benefit to us, or we will adopt him as a son. And they were not aware of what was going to happen. And the heart of the mother of Musa became restless. Indeed, she was about to disclose this, the real facts about Musa. Had we not strengthened her heart to remain among those who have firm belief in Allah's promise, she said to his sister, keep track of them. So she watched him from a distance while they were not aware. And we had already barred him, Musa, from accepting any suckling woman. So she, his sister, said to Pharaoh's people, shall I point out to you a family who will nurse him for you, and they will be his well-wishers? Thus we brought him back to his mother, so that her eye might have comfort and she might not grieve, and so that she might know that Allah's promise is true. But most of them do not know. And when he reached his maturity and became perfect, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. This is how we reward those who are good in their deeds. Once he entered the city at a time when its people were heedless, so he found it in two men fighting each other. This one was from his own group, and that one was from his enemies. So the one from his own group called him for help against the one who was from his enemies. So Musa gave him a blow with his fist and finished him off. Then he, Musa, said out of remorse, this is some of Satan's act. He is indeed a clear enemy who misleads people. He said, O my Lord, I have wronged myself, so forgive me. So he forgave him. Indeed, he is the most forgiving, very merciful. He, Musa, said, O my Lord, as you have favoured me, I will never be a supporter of the sinners. The next morning he was fearful in the city, waiting for what comes next, when the man who sought his help the day before shouted to him for help again. Musa said to him, you are surely a clear troublemaker. Thereafter, when he intended to grasp at the one who was an enemy to both of them, he, that is the Israelite, said, O Musa, do you want to kill me as you have killed a person yesterday? Your intention is only to become a triumph in the land, and you do not intend to be one of the peacemakers. And there came a man running from the farthest part of the city. He said, the chiefs are counselling each other about you, so that they kill you. So leave the city. I am one of your well-wishers. So he went out of it to the city, looking around in a state of fear. He said, O my Lord, save me from the cruel people. When he set out towards Madian, he said, I hope my Lord will guide me to the straight path. And when he arrived at the waters of Madian, he found a large number of people watering their animals and found, aloof from them, two women keeping their animals back. He said, what is the matter with you? They said, we cannot water our animals until these shepherds take their animals back after watering them, and our father is a very old man. So he, Musa, watered their animals for them, and he turned to a shade and said, my Lord, I am in need of whatever good you send down to me. Then one of the two women came to him, walking bashfully. She said, my father is calling you, so that he may give you a reward for watering our animals. So when he, Musa, came to him, the father of the women, and narrated to him the whole story, the latter said, do not fear, you have escaped from the wrongdoing people. One of the two women said, dear father, hire him. The best man you can hire is someone who is strong, trustworthy. He, the father, said to Musa, I wish to marry to you one of these two daughters of mine on condition that you act as my employee for 8 years. Then if you complete 10 years, it will be of your own accord, and I do not want to put you in any trouble. You will find me, inshallah, God willing, one of the righteous. He, Musa, said, this is done between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I fulfill, there should be no excess against me, and Allah is witness to what we are saying." So when Musa completed the term and set forth with his wife, he noticed a fire from the direction of the Mount Tur. He said to his wife, "Stay here, I have noticed a fire. May be I bring to you some information or an ember from the fire so that you may warm yourself." So when he came to it, he was called by a voice coming from a side of the right valley in the blessed ground, from a tree, saying, "O Musa, I am Allah, the Lord of the worlds," and saying, "Throw down your staff." So when he saw it moving as if it were a snake, he turned back in retreat and did not look back. Allah said to him, "O Musa, come forward and do not fear. You are the one of those in peace. Insert your hand into your bosom and it will come out white without any evil disease, and press your arm to your side for removing fear. Thus these are two proofs from your Lord sent to Pharaoh and his chiefs. Indeed, they are transgressing people." He said, "My Lord, I have killed a person from them, therefore I fear that they will kill me. And my brother Harun is more eloquent than me in speech, so send him with me as a helper to bear me out. I am afraid they will give the lie to me." He, Allah, said, "We will strengthen your arm with your brother, and will give both of you such a power that they will have no access to you to cause you any harm because of our signs. You and your followers will be the victors." So when Musa came to them with our clear signs, they said, "This is nothing but a forged magic, and we have never heard of such a thing happening in the days of our forefathers." Musa said, "My Lord is best aware of the one who has brought guidance from him and who is going to meet the best end of the abode. It is certain that the wrongdoers will not succeed." And Pharaoh said to his people, "O courtiers, I do not recognize any god for you other than me. So kindle for me, O Haman, a fire on the clay to bake bricks, and build for me a tower so that I may look onto the god of Musa. I deem him to be one of the liars." Thus he and his hosts showed arrogance in the land with no justification, and thought that they would not be returned to us. So we seized him and his hosts and threw them into the sea. Look then, how was the fate of the wrongdoers? We made them leaders who called people towards hell, and on the day of judgment they will not be helped. And we made a curse to pursue them in this world, and on the day of judgment they will be among those dejected. And we gave Musa, after we destroyed the earlier generations, the book having insights for people and a guidance and mercy, so that they may receive the advice. And O people, you were not there at the western side of the Mount Tur when we delegated the matter to Musa, nor were you among those present. But we created generations after him, and a long time passed over them, and you were not dwelling among the people of Madian, reciting our verses to them. But It is we who do send messengers, and you were not at the side of the Mount Tur when we called Musa. But it, your prophethood, through which you knew all this, is a mercy from your Lord, so that you warn a people to whom no warner has come before you, that they may receive the advice. And we have sent you as a messenger, lest in case they suffered a calamity because of what their hands sent ahead, they should say, "Our Lord, why did you not send a messenger to us, so that we might have followed your verses and been among the believers?" But when the truth came to them from us, they said, "Why has he, the messenger, not been given a book similar to what Musa had been given?" Is it not that they denied what Musa had been given before? They said, "Both Quran and Torah are the works of magic that support each other." And they said, "We disbelieve each one of them." Say, "Then bring a book from Allah which is better than both in guidance, and I shall follow it if you are true." So if they do not respond to you, be sure that they are only following their desires. And who is more astray than the one who follows his desire without guidance from Allah? Surely Allah does not take the wrongdoing people onto the right path. And we have conveyed our word to them one after the other, so that they may receive the advice. As for those to whom we gave the book before this, they believed in it, Quran. And when this Quran is recited to them, they say, "We believe in it. It is the truth from our Lord, and we are the ones who had submitted to it even before it was revealed." Such people will be given their reward twice, because they observed patience, and they repel evil with good, and spend from what we have given to them. And when they hear absurd talk, they withdraw from it and say, "Our deeds are for us, and your deeds are for you. Peace be on you. We do not desire to be entangled with the ignorant people." You cannot give guidance to whomever so you wish, but Allah gives guidance to whomever so he wills, and he best knows the ones who are on the right path. They said, "If we follow the guidance with you, O Muhammad, we will be driven out of our land. Is it not that we have established them in the peaceful haram, sanctuary, to which the fruits of everything are drawn as a provision from us? But most of them do not know. And how many a town have we destroyed that were overproud of their means of living? Now, those are their habitations, which were never inhabited after them except a few, and we alone were the inheritors. And your Lord is not such as he would destroy the towns unless he had sent to their central place a messenger who recites to them our verses. Nor are we such as would destroy the towns unless their people are wrongdoers. Moreover, whatever of anything you are given is no more than an enjoyment of the worldly life and its decoration, and that which lies with Allah is much better and far more lasting. So do you not use reason? Is then the one to whom we have made a good promise which he is going to meet, like the one whom we have given the benefit of enjoying the worldly life, then on the day of judgment he will be among those arraigned. Remember the day when he will call them and say, "Where are my partners you used to claim?" Those against whom the word will come true will say, "Our Lord, these are the ones whom we led astray. We led them astray as we ourselves went astray. We negate before you our responsibility in respect of them. It was not we whom they worshipped." And it will be said, "Call those whom you held as co-gods." So they will call them, but they will not respond to them, and they will see the punishment. Would that they had taken the right path. Remember the day when he, Allah, will call them and say, "What response did you give to the messengers?" So all events will become too obscure for them to give a correct reply, and they will not be able to consult each other. As for the ones who repents and becomes a believer and acts righteously, hopefully he will be among the successful. Your Lord creates what he wills and chooses. Choice is not theirs. Pure is Allah and far higher than their ascribing of partners to him. Your Lord knows what their hearts conceal and what they reveal, and he is Allah. There is no God but he. Praise is only for him in the beginning and at the end, and he alone has the right to judge, and to him you are to be returned. Say, tell me, if Allah were to impose the night over you, continuing forever up to the day of judgment, which God other than Allah would bring to you light? Then do you not listen? Say, tell me, if Allah were to impose the day over you, continuing forever up to the day of judgment, which God other than Allah would bring to you the night in which you may have rest? Then do you not see? And it is out of his mercy that he has made the day and night for you, so that you may have rest in it, and so that you may search for his grace, and so that you may be grateful. And remember the day when he, Allah, will call them, the disbelievers, and say, "Where are my partners you used to claim?" And we will draw out a witness from every community to prove their disbelief, and will say, "Bring your proof." Then they will know that truth is from Allah, and all they used to forge shall vanish from them. Indeed, Qarun was from the people of Musa. Then he rebelled against them, and we had given to him such treasures as their keys would weigh too heavy for a strong group of people. Remember when his people said to him, "Do not exalt. Surely Allah does not like the exultant." And seek the betterment of the ultimate abode with what Allah has given to you, and do not neglect your share from this world, and do good as Allah did good to you, and do not seek to make mischief in the land. Surely Allah does not like the mischief makers. He said, "This is given to me because of the knowledge I have with me." Did he not know that Allah had destroyed from the generations before him those who were stronger than him in power and greater than him in multitude? And the sinners have not to be asked about their sins. Then once he came out before his people in his embellishment, said, "Those who are desirous of the worldly life, would that we had the like of what Qarun had been given. He is a man of great fortune indeed." And said those who were given knowledge, "Woe to you! Allah's reward is much better for him who believes and acts righteously, but this is given to none but to those who observe restraint." Then we made him and his home sink into the earth. So there was no group for him who could help him against Allah, nor was he one of those who could defend themselves. And those who wished to be in his position the day before started saying, "Oh, it seems that Allah extends provision to whom he wills and straitens for whom he wills. Had Allah not favoured us, he would have made us sink too. Oh, it seems that the infidels do not succeed. As for that ultimate abode, the hereafter, we assign it to those who do not intend haughtiness on the earth nor mischief. And the best end is for the God-fearing, Whoever brings good deed shall have better than it, and whoever brings evil deed, then those who commit evil shall not be punished except for what they used to do. Surely, the one who has enjoined the Quran upon you will surely bring you back to a place of return. Say, my Lord best knows the one who has come with guidance and the one who is in the manifest error. You were not expecting that the book would be sent down to you, but it was a mercy from your Lord. So, never be a supporter for the infidels, and let them not prevent you from Allah's verses after they are sent down to you. And call people to your Lord, and never become one of those who associate partners with Allah. And do not invoke any other god along with Allah. There is no god but He. Everything is going to perish except His face. He alone has the right to judge, and to Him you are to be returned. Surah Al-Ankabut, The Spider. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. Do the people think that they will be left at ease only on their saying, we believe, and will not be put to any test? Indeed, we have tested those who were before them, so Allah will surely know the ones who are truthful, and He will surely know the liars. Or do those who commit evils think that they will outstrip us? Evil is what they predicate. Whoever hopes to meet Allah must be sure that Allah's appointed time has to come, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Whoever strives, strives for his own benefit. Surely Allah is independent of all the world. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, we will expiate their bad deeds and will give them a better reward than expectation for what they used to do. We have instructed man to do good to his parents, and if they insist upon you that you should ascribe partners to me, then do not obey them. To me is your return, then I shall tell you what you used to do. And those who believe and do righteous deeds, we shall include them among the righteous. Among men, there are those who say, we believe in Allah, but when they are persecuted in the way of Allah, they take the persecution of men as equal to the punishment of Allah. And should any help come from your Lord, they will certainly say, we were with you. Is it not that Allah knows well what lies in the hearts of the people of all of the worlds? Allah will certainly know those who believe, and He will certainly know the hypocrites. Those who disbelieve say to those who believe, follow our way, and we will bear the burden of your sins. And they are not able to bear the burden of their sins in the least. Indeed, they are pure liars. They shall certainly bear their own loads, and some other loads along with their own loads, and they will certainly be questioned about what they used to forge. We sent Nuh to his people, so he stayed with them 1,050 years. Then the deluge seized them, and they were transgressors. So we saved him and the people of the ark, and made it a sign for all the world. And we sent Ibrahim when he said to his people, worship Allah and fear him. That is better for you if you know. You only worship idols beside Allah, and you invent a lie. In fact, those whom you worship besides Allah do not have power to give you provision. So seek provision with Allah and worship Him and be grateful to Him. To Him you are to be returned. And if you reject me, then many nations have rejected their messengers before you. The messenger has no more obligation than to convey the message clearly. Did they not see how Allah originates the creation? Then He will do it again. Surely this is easy for Allah. Say, go about in the land and look how He has originated the creation. Then Allah will create the subsequent creation. Surely Allah is powerful to do everything. He punishes whom He wills and has mercy on whom He wills. And to Him you are to be returned back. You are not able to frustrate Allah, neither in the earth nor in the sky. And apart from Allah, you have neither a protector nor a helper. And those who deny the signs of Allah and meeting with Him, those will despair of my mercy. And those are the ones for whom there is a painful punishment. So the response of his, Ibrahim, people was none but they said, kill him or burn him. So Allah saved him from the fire. Surely in this there are signs for a people who believe. And he, Ibrahim, said, you have adopted idols instead of Allah only because of love you have with each other in the worldly life. Then on the day of judgment you will reject each other and will curse each other. And your abode is the fire, and you will have no helpers. So Lut believed in him, and he, Ibrahim, said, I am going to leave my homeland towards my Lord. Surely He is the Mighty, the Wise. And we granted him Ishaq and Yaqub and assigned prophethood and book to his progeny and gave him his reward in the world and of course in the hereafter. He will be one of the righteous. And we sent Lut when he said to his people, indeed you commit the shameful act that no one in the world has ever preceded you in it. Is it not a fact that you go for men to satisfy your lust and rob the wayfarers and commit evil in your gatherings? So the answer of his people was none, but that they said, bring us Allah's punishment if you are one of the truthful. He He said, "My Lord, help me against the people who make mischief." And when our messengers came to Ibrahim with the good news, they said, "We are going to destroy the people of his town. Surely its people have been transgressors." He said, "There is loot in it." They said, We know well who is in it. We will certainly save him and his family, except his wife, who will be among those remaining behind." And when our messengers came to Lut, he grieved for them, and his heart was straitened because of them. But they said, "We are going to save you and your family, except your wife, who will be among those remaining behind. We are going to bring down on the people of this town a punishment from the sky, because they used to act sinfully, and we left from it the town, an evident sign for people who understand. And we sent to Madian, their brother Shu'aib. So he said, "O my people, worship Allah and fear the last day, and do not roam about in the land as mischief makers." So they gave the lie to him. Then they were seized by the earthquake, and they remained in their homes lying on their faces. And we destroyed Ad and Thamud, and it is visible to you through their dwellings. And the Satan had beautified for them their deeds, so he prevented them from the right way, even though they were a people of insight. And we also destroyed Qarun and Pharaoh and Haman. Indeed, Musa came to them with clear signs, so they acted arrogantly on the earth and were not able to escape. Thus we seized each one of them for his sin. So to some of them we sent a violent wind, and some of them were seized by a cry, and some of them we made to sink in the earth, and some of them we drowned. And Allah was not to do injustice to them, but they used to do injustice to their own selves. The example of those who have adopted patrons other than Allah is like the spider that has made a house, while indeed the weakest of houses is the house of the spider, if only they know. Surely Allah knows whatever thing they invoke besides Allah, and He is the Mighty, the Wise. We cite these examples for people, but no one understands them except the knowledgeable ones. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth. Surely in this there is a sign for the believers. Recite, O Prophet, what is revealed to you of the book, and establish Salah. Surely Salah restrains one from shameful and evil acts. Indeed, remembrance of Allah is the greatest of all things. Allah knows what you do. End of Juz 20.